As you look around your world, your nation, your community, or even your church, do you see things that need to change that are beyond your reach? And I'm not just talking about small things of style or preference. I'm talking about what really matters. Issues of reality where right and wrong, truth and lies get sorted out. I'm talking about things that align with who you believe God is as revealed in Jesus Christ. What do we do when we see such things, but the powers that be seem blind or unwilling to embrace those big issues? A hero of mine, who faced racial challenges in our country and in his church throughout the civil rights era, followed a simple yet powerful approach. When people would struggle under their burdens and challenges, he would regularly say, "Remember who's in charge. God is in charge." He often reminded me that the real battles are fought on my knees. This Christ-centered approach to confronting the wrongs in the world models the same wisdom Paul shared with Timothy, his own protege, when he was faced with the challenges of his time. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high position, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. In an age where activism and protests are presented as virtues, Paul's instructions may seem too passive for some. But when we know who's in charge, this approach is anything but passive. It's taking the issue straight to the one who is more active and passionate than we could ever be. In prayer, we put our trust in the Lord and we receive His peace in us. In this way, God does a work in us to be a witness in the world. So if you ever find yourself wrestling with the wrongs in our communities, churches, and in our nation, and feel yourself crying out for change, start with prayer for our communities and those who are in authority. And then join with Jesus in His active ministry of reconciliation. But most of all, remember, who's in charge? Praise God, He's in charge. I'm Jeff Brodnax, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.